Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Steve Oceans.
On April 18, 2016, in the case of Nancy Duckett versus Dennis Enomoto, the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona ruled that the IRS can attach a federal tax lien to a discretionary support trust set up by the taxpayer's mother for the benefit of the taxpayer who was delinquent in paying his federal income taxes and owed hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS. The trust agreement said the trustee shall pay to the beneficiary so much or all of the net income and principal of the trust as in the sole discretion of the trustee may be required for support in the beneficiary's accustomed manner of living. The trust required that there be an Arizona licensed private fiduciary acting as trustee at all times. The court looked at the specific language in the trust agreement along with the Arizona Uniform Trust Code and concluded on summary judgment that the IRS could attach the tax lien. They focused on the language shall pay and concluded that makes the payments mandatory, but on the other hand found that the language sole discretion of the trustee leaves the trustee the specific determination of how much payment is required under that support standard. The lesson here is to avoid using support trusts and discretionary support trusts. If you truly want the greatest degree of creditor protection available, you should always use a fully discretionary trust as to both income and principal. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Steve Oceans with a 60-Second Planner.